Father God, we thank you so much for your awesome, wonderful presence. Amen. We thank you for the words that you brought, the prophecies that you brought this morning. We thank you for the confirmations thereof. We thank you, Lord, that you have your hand over the people of this congregation, that nothing will harm them. It is your promise from your word, and we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, touch my lips so that this word that gets brought today gets done straight from the throne room of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so here we go. Here's a couple of headlines that we've been looking at lately. Okay, whether we look at it online, on News 24, maybe on the television, or we see the headlines in the newspapers, there's a couple of things going down. There's threats that this country is going to be put into something called junk status. There is drought that is ravishing many parts of our country. There's crops that are failing. There's cattle that are dying. There's all sorts of issues. Some areas, on the other hand, are experiencing floods. And here's even a record of someone that has actually lost his life in a flood just up the road here in Pretoria. And these aren't old articles. This is all news from the last week or two. This is unfortunately the situation in which we find ourselves. This is the kind of circumstances that surround us all on a daily basis. Okay, we have a look at things like interest rates that are going up and up and up. We're having a look at the petrol price. It's going up again. It affects our cash flow. We find ourselves in situations where it affects our relationships, not just marriages, but even relationships with other people. Okay? This is the problem that we sit with. It can get so bad that people can start becoming depressed by it. It can become so bad that people start becoming negative because of the things that are happening around them. They are affected by things happening around them. What is depression? Let me read the medical definition. It's defined as a state of feeling sad. It is dejection. It's a psychotic disorder marked by sadness, inactivity, even difficulty in just concentrating or putting your mind on thought. It gives you either a significant increase or decrease in your sleep. Some people will suffer from sleepless nights, and other people get very tired. There's a reduction in activity, the amount of action that we do. People get lethargic, and it eventually affects our health. Let's face it, we're all affected by what we see around us. We're all affected by what's happening around us. For many of us, it becomes so difficult to handle. We become so negative. We become so depressed. Okay. We start getting inactive. Our health gets affected, and sometimes people even want to kill themselves. That would be the worst case scenario. But I'm telling you today, that is not the life that God wanted for us. We are called to walk by faith and not by sight. It is easier said than done, because these are the things that affect your pocket, your cash flow. I've got to go put fuel in my motorbike every day, or the car every week. It's something that we have to live with. So what do we do about it? We do the same thing that the disciples did about it. In Luke 17, verse 5, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And whenever we speak about faith, I'm reminded of a mustard seed. That is always what comes up when we start talking about faith. Mustard seed faith. But as I sought the Lord about this message and what to tell His people about the mustard seed and about faith, He showed me an image of a mustard seed, and the outer casing was being cut open, and He opened it up like that, and He showed me, and He said to me, look inside. What do you see inside the mustard seed? So very often we look at ourselves like a mustard seed. There's a nice picture of one, highly enlarged. And we see ourselves as that size. We see ourselves as small and insignificant. People tell us to look inside, you'll find strength within. That is true. But if you take a mustard seed and you cut it open and you take it apart and you look inside, there's just a little bit of powder in there. There's a little bit of paste. You can rub it between your fingers like this, and if you keep rubbing, it will actually turn to nothing. It disappears completely. Sometimes we look at ourselves like that, and we think that perhaps it's better that we are just rubbed out of our very existence. That's not God's plan for us. Matthew 17:20 says this. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here and go over there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. The Greek word that is used in that sentence as, faith as a mustard seed, is the Greek word hos. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. And that means in the same manner or like. So that sentence could be read in like this. If you have faith in the same manner as a mustard seed, or if you have faith like a mustard seed. The next scripture is Luke 17:5. Now there's many scriptures about the mustard seed in the Bible, but we're going to look at three of them. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it'll do it. It will obey you. That is the same as that is used in the previous scripture. This one is slightly different. Then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, okay, or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when is sown in the ground, is smaller than all the seeds. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs. And it shoots out branches, and the birds will come and nest in it, and it will create shade. Out of those three scriptures, I want you to take away these three things. This is what stood out for me. The first scripture says, our faith must be like a mustard seed. The last scripture says, God's kingdom is like a mustard seed. And what struck home for me is that I think God wants our faith to be like His kingdom. Inside every seed, this is cross sections of seeds. These are seeds that have been cut open, okay? They haven't germinated or anything. But inside that seed is a root, a stem, and a leaf. I want to tell you this, that whole plant is put inside that seed. Do you get that? Inside the seed is just the beginning of the plant. It's the beginning of the root system. There's a beginning of a stem. There's a beginning of branches. There's the beginning of leaves. You see, that seed is the possibility. It has the capability of becoming something much greater than just that tiny little mustard seed. It can grow into something much bigger than what you just see in front of you. It can grow into something that is beginning to help others, provide shelter for others. It's providing food for others. It's providing security and place to nest for others. What do you want to be? Do you want to stay a seed? Do you want to stay a seed? Or do you want to help someone that's in need? There must be something that's interfering with it. The seed has the potential for becoming something great. But unless this is unlocked, then it will remain a seed forever. So I brought a few little props and things here. I like using stuff, you know, because stuff helps me to prove a point and to demonstrate things. So what have we got here? That's a battery. All right. Now, a battery has got a positive terminal, and it's got a negative terminal. And for those of you who are close enough, perhaps you can see here what's going on. What am I doing here? Okay, so I'm measuring a voltage. So I've got pretty much 12 volts here. Okay. The scientific definition of a battery and voltage that we measured there is potential difference. There is potential in that battery to do work. But at the moment, what is it doing? Nothing. It's just being a battery. Okay? What is inside that battery? Cells. I'm telling you this. There's light. There's light inside that battery. Do you believe me? I hope so. If you don't believe me, I will show you. Okay. So, what have we got here? Let's just do this. Right. What have we got there? Light. So where's the light coming from? It's not coming from this thing here. This thing here is doing nothing. It's just a vessel. But I want to show you what happens when you connect the vessel. I want you to get this. When you connect the vessel, you let the light out. We sang about a rushing mighty wind. Do you know that there's a rushing mighty wind? No? I'll show you. There's a rushing mighty wind. There's a rushing mighty wind in every single one of us. There is a light in every single one of us. How do you let it out? You must get connected. We need to get connected. Hallelujah. Colossians 2 verse 19 tells us this, and not holding fast to the head. What does that mean? And not holding fast to the head. We are disconnected from the head. You're not holding fast to the head. Another word is disconnected. Not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows, and the increase that is from God. Do you see where I'm going with this? You need to be connected. We need to be connected. What happens when you place a number of batteries together and you power a light? Is this bothering anyone? It's very. Is it too bright? Okay, let me take it off. No worries. Okay. What happens when you put more batteries and you connect more batteries together? It's gonna last longer. The lamp's gonna glow brighter. And the reason is because there is more power. Okay. I want to ask you this. What happens when people get together to pray? There's more power. Okay? There's more power. Satan flees. When you get together to pray, Satan flees. When you turn on the light, darkness flees. Leviticus 26. Yeah, Leviticus 26 verse 8. 5 of you will chase 100. And 100 of you will chase 10,000. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we get together now and again and pray. I'm also not always there. But I want to say this. Let our next prayer meeting not be 5. Let our next prayer meeting be 100 so we can chase that 10,000.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen? It's not my power that does it. It's not your power that does it. It's not your power in the back that does it. God's power. And that gets released when we are connected to Him. Okay. Krugersdorp, Randfontein, Manzivor, the enemy, Satan, has had his way too long in this place. Okay. No more. No more. It is time for the people to get together. Not 5, but 100. So we can chase not 100, but 10,000. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one that... You know, it takes a little bit of courage to come and pray. It takes a little bit of putting myself aside and coming on a Friday evening. It takes a little bit of waking up slightly earlier to make time to come pray in the morning. And that depression that I spoke about earlier keeps us buried like a potato underground. It keeps you in the dark. And you don't feel like doing anything. You just sit there. Shake off the dust. Get together. To get together with other people, you have to get connected. And when you start doing that, and you might not be used to it, it might be a little bit painful at first. But I can assure you, once you start getting connected and you place yourself with others, okay, there's going to be more power. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Can you all see what's happening here? If you can't see, you must come forward. Yeah? Perhaps you feel like this lemon. This lemon's a little bit old. It's not even colored nicely. Hey, look at that. How does it look? It's been stepped on, trodden upon, rolled around. Okay? It's not feeling great. Would you blame this lemon for feeling a little bit sour with life? But I tell you this right now, that if you get connected, okay, let's see if we can get connected here. If we get connected, you'll be able to turn on the light. Can you see that? Is the light on? It's not a very bright light, but that light is on. But you know what will happen if more lemons and potatoes and anything else starts coming together and praying together? What's going to happen? More power! That's what we want to see, Lord. More of your power. Not our power, not our negativity, not our bad feelings, not our problems. We want to see more of your power. More of your potato. That almost came out. All wrong, eh? I also want you to notice this, that it's the same power, okay? It's the same power that put this light on here. That put this light on here. Is this a battery? It's not a battery. That's a battery, okay? But the same power turned the light on. Do you understand that? So it doesn't matter who you are, if you are over here, or if you are one of these, or if you are like a potato, or if you are sour like a lemon. It doesn't matter, because the same power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in every single one of us. Amen. Give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Humans are a lot like mustard seeds. We've got something locked inside of us. Oh, did I miss something? Luke 17:21. Nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. That is where your faith resides, in you. That is where God wants your faith to be, in you. That is where His kingdom wants to be placed securely and firmly inside of every single one of us. We are like mustard seeds. We've got something locked inside of us. Okay, there's some potential in every single person sitting here. Every one of you and me. There's something locked inside Glenn that hasn't come out yet. Do you know that? I don't know what it is. God must help me get it out. But when I get connected to people that I know, and when I get connected to my source, when I'm connected to the Lord God Almighty, He is going to get it out. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Psalm 139 verse 14 says this, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. God has put into us more than what we can hope or dream of. We just end up settling for less. We go to a certain point in life and we say, I'm good enough, or I'm satisfied with this, or whatever. Is that your point of saying that's enough? Or is that God's will for your life? Is it time to say give up, or is it time to prevail? Not in our own power, but in the power of the Lord God Almighty. He sees the potential and the possibilities in us. We don't see it. Psalm 139 verse 16 continues and says, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days were fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. The word substance, that Greek word is golem. It's a wrapped up, unformed mass. And when I read that, do you see how it reminds me of this inside of the seeds that we spoke about earlier? Inside a seed is a wrapped up, unformed mass. So what is a wrapped up, unformed mass in our lives today? Our substance includes our personality, our physical being. It includes our talents, what we can and can't do. It includes our likes and dislikes. Our substance includes everything. God has fashioned the days for me. He hasn't fashioned me for the days. He put me first. He put us first, and then He made the days around us. So the circumstances that you are in now, we all are in certain circumstances, are fashioned for you. Not my words. That's what the word says. These days that we are living in are fashioned for every single one of us. We are placed here specifically for what God has created us to do. Something in you is still wrapped up. It's still wrapped up. It needs to come out. Ultimately, God's goal is to further His kingdom. We don't fit into a one-size-fits-all strategy for our lives. We're all different. Amen. Praise the Lord that we are not all the same. We need to find out from our Father God what our potential is. What is there in us that we have not yet accomplished? How will we get it? We need to get connected to God. We need to find out, what must I do for you, Lord? What can I help you with? We need to get together with people around us and pray for our situations that we find ourselves in. We need to turn on the light. God will let what is in us out if we let Him. He needs to unlock that potential. So here's a few things. Here's a few things to help us just unlock our potential. And some of these are just hindrances in our mind. Okay, our past hinders our future. Do you believe that? Your past. So I read something very interesting. So I'm going to share it with you. Here's a 20 rand note. Yeah, you all recognize this, I'm sure. 20 rand note. We don't know where this note has been. This one's particularly old and scruffy. Yeah? This 20 rand note might have been in a kid's lunchbox to buy tuck money. It might have been in a lady's handbag to go and do grocery shopping. This 20 rand might have been in a gentleman's wallet to go and purchase some flowers for his beautiful wife. This 20 rand note might have been used to buy a couple of beers. It might have been used to perhaps buy some heroin on the road. It might have been used in Leopard Street to pay for some services rendered. It might have been used for a number of things. We don't know what this 20 rand note has been used for. But I want to tell you this. Now you must get this. That when the maker made this 20 rand note, he put a value on it, and it's still 20 rand. If I take this 20 rand to the bank, it's worth 20 rand. No matter what its history has been, it is still worth what it's worth. The same goes for every single one of us. God is our maker. He has put a value in every single one of us. And that value will stay the same until He takes you out of circulation. Don't believe your value is dropped. Don't believe your past influences your future. God has got a future and a hope for you. Amen. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. The second thing I want to tell you is that impossible is nothing for God. We limit God by forgetting about His power. The psalmist in Psalm 78 writes from verse 41, "Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember His power." Power? The day when He redeemed them from the enemy. Do you remember God's power when He redeemed the Israelites from Egypt? Do you remember that? The plagues that He brought, the problems that He brought. Do you remember that? The frogs, the blood and the water, And he went right up until taking the firstborn from every family. When he had them out there, do you remember that he led them with a pillar of smoke by day and protected them with fire by night? Do you remember that he parted the sea? He parted an ocean and they walked through on dry land. You can watch videos and movies and they try and replicate it, and perhaps they do a good job or not. The fact remains, God's power delivered them and he did those things. We must remind ourselves about these things. Everyone here has got a testimony. We heard two. We heard two. We had a testimony of healing this morning and we had a testimony of protection. Every single one of us has got a testimony. Remember what it is daily. Remind yourself with scriptures like Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Luke 1:37. For with God, remember that, for with God, nothing will be impossible. The third thing I want to tell you is this. Walk by faith. Trust God to take you where you have not been before. It might be scary, but remember that he is always with you. The God, we know the God who goes before us, the one who stands behind, that God of angel armies, is always by my side. That is why we can go and we can walk in the streets and we're not afraid. We can speak to people, anyone, it doesn't matter who they are. And we can tell them, you know what, have you heard about Jesus? He is your Lord and Savior. And that's probably one of the most amazing and wonderful things that I've ever done in my life. And I praise God and I give him the honor and the glory for that, because I know that he is my source. And I know when I turn on that light about Jesus Christ, I know that my source is God. I know where that is coming from. It is not coming from me. It's coming from him. When we do these things, I believe we can have the realization of this scripture here. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run. They will not grow weary. They will walk and they will not be faint. Is that a description of a potato? No. That potato is flying. That lemon that was so sour is flying high. If you have a look at that, if you stand and you look at eagles, we always stand and we look at eagles up. There's the eagle. He's up in the sky. I searched until I found that picture where I'm looking down upon that eagle. And I'm trusting, Lord, that he will raise me up on wings like eagles so that I can also soar with them on eagles' wings. Amen. Okay, so let's recap a few things. You guys enjoying this?
Amen.
Amen. Firstly, we are like a mustard seed. All the potential that we have is already within us. Okay? We just haven't unlocked it yet. That seed is still a wrapped up mass that's yet unformed. We need to get connected to God to release your potential. I want to tell you something else about a mustard seed. A mustard seed grows, it makes a plant, and then it starts propagating like a weed, because that mustard seed makes many seeds, and when they grow, they make many seeds. So that's something else that happens in your life when you're connected to God. You start making more like you. You start making more with the Spirit of God. Okay? There's that propagation. It continues to spread. How do we get connected to God? We need to read. Pastor Keith has asked us, please have an extra 15 minutes of quiet time. It's difficult. It's difficult. Sometimes we don't even have 10 minutes to have a quiet time. Now we must do an extra 15. I'm asking you people, I'm pleading with us all, and it includes myself. Set time aside for God. Give him those extra few minutes. And it will be worthwhile. It will be worthwhile. Read the Word. Don't just take a Bible and read it. Take it and study it. Find out more. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you and to open things up for you. It is wonderful. It is a wonderful journey to be on. God knows your value. Remember that 20 rand. Now, I'm not saying you're worth 20 rand. Please, get it. You're not worth 20 rand. You're worth much more to God. But God has put a value on your life. Okay. You know how much you're worth? You're worth so much to Him that He paid for you in His own blood. It is priceless. You are priceless in value. He will lift you up. I can't lift you up. Yeah? I can't. I can pick up maybe 35 or 40 kilos. I can't lift you up. Only God can lift you up. Amen. And I'm telling you something else. God will take you places. He will take us places. He will take this church places. Places that we've never seen before. Things that we have never done before will be done here. Can you read that? It says, He lives in me. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It speaks to surrender. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. He loved me and He gave Himself for me. Praise the Lord. Now just in closing, I want to read something from Angus Buchan's book. And guess what it's called? A Mustard Seed. So it's his latest daily devotional. And only this morning I opened it and I read this morning's. And when I read it, I was like touched by it. And I still thought, I must share this with the congregation. I'm sure some of you maybe have this book out there. But let me read from it. And he quotes the scripture, Genesis 32:26. It says, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. The great American preacher, J.R. Miller, says that Jacob won the victory and the blessing not by wrestling with God, but by clinging to God, holding on to God in faith. The Lord is too big and too strong for anyone to try and wrestle with Him. He is God. He is so big, He spoke one word and the whole universe came into existence. There is no man that's ever lived that can wrestle with God and win. Jacob's hip was displaced, but as Miller says, he got the Lord around the neck, and as it were, he hung on. He got connected. The Lord, did you get that? He got connected. The Lord was so impressed with his perseverance that he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. So he writes a couple more things here, but he starts giving a testimony of a troubling time that he went through with one of his little sons. This is obviously many years back when his son was young. And unfortunately, the young child had a stoppage in his bowel. He had a very painful situation. And it became, I would imagine, life-threatening. The doctors then sedated him where he lived and he had to take him to one of the main hospitals in Pietermaritzburg, which is quite a drive. And all the way, he was wrestling with God. Why is this happening to me? And that is what we do in our times of trouble. Why is this happening to me, Lord? When Isaac turned 13, God said, I want him back. And Abraham didn't hesitate. At that moment, a peace came over Uncle Angus. And the Holy Spirit just said to him, give back your son. Just give it in the hands of God. Put that situation in the hands of God. And he took the child to the hospital, and he said, they put him there under observation, they stabilized him, and they were going to operate the following day. The next morning, the doctor could not believe what had happened. The obstruction of the bowel had spontaneously cleared. There was nothing to see on the x-ray. He just said, you can take your son home. And this is how he encourages us today. Cling to God today, and He will not let you go. Amen. Father God, we thank You so much for your patience with us. We thank You that You are the one that perseveres with us. We thank You, Lord, that You are the one that gives us power. We are the one that rely on Your power, Lord. We rely on You to turn on the light. We rely on You, Lord, to become a rushing, mighty wind. We rely on You for every single thing, Lord. And yet, when things just go a little bit bad, we want to wrestle with You, Lord. I pray, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for wrestling with You, Lord. Help us to just place the problems in Your hand and say, You deal with us, Lord. We will trust you. Increase our faith so we can trust in you, God. I pray, Lord, for every single person here that has heard this word today, that's wrestling with God. I pray, Lord, that you will give them peace. Give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give them the faith, Lord, to put the problem in your hands. Take it, Lord, and deal with it in the best way that you can. Father, we thank you that we are here today. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your blessings. And we pray, Lord, that you will be with every single person here. Bring them back safely next week. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
So God has spoken to us today. He's encouraged us to be plugged in, to have faith. Glenn, thank you so much. It was a blessing. I don't know what I'm going to do. Conrad preached the other night. Glenn preached this morning. I better be careful. I'm going to be out of work.